You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, January 14th show. I bring into studio each week the best of the best experts in all of our local market, everything on money. I'm here to help you in today's economy. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast. You can call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, Maureen Nolan, owner, broker of Lakeshore Realty West. And we're going to be talking about lifestyle properties in wine country. Very excited. And actually, we're going to do some wine touring together with a few other girlfriend realtors coming up here. So excited about that. So Maureen, thank you so much for coming into studio.
Thank you for having me.
And Maureen has over 25 years, specializing in residential, new construction, and land, and member of the NW Independent Brokers Association, and is, again, the broker owner of Lakeshore Realty West LLC. So, Maureen, what's a lifestyle property? Sounds so amazing.
You know, it is a term that's kind of thrown around with those luxury properties, and, I'm going to give some deference to the challenges everybody has out there trying to buy properties. So this is quite decadent that we are talking about, quote unquote, lifestyle properties. But I do think it's a term that can be given to any property, really. And it really is a lifestyle that you define. So it's something that is a personal attribute and a personal way that you want to live. And it can be a luxury home. Or it can be, your condo in the middle of the city. So it's just really your own personal interest. And sometimes it's directed by hobbies that you might participate in.
It might be buying your home on the golf course.
Uh-huh. Horse property, equestrian property is a good example. And the obvious here is waterfront. Living on the water is always fantastic. So that I think qualifies as what lifestyle property would be.
So wine country, what defines wine country lifestyle other than just drinking wine?
Well, that's a big part of it.
It is a big part of it.
For all you desperate buyers out there, you might want to head to wine country. But wine country, and I will have to admit, I by default ended up in wine country out in Woodinville many years ago. So I think it's defined more by agriculture. It's more rural. We have wine that's mostly grown over on Eastern Washington, but we definitely have wine that happens out here in Western Washington. And so I think the people that really pursue a wine country lifestyle and are actually into the wine part of it are maybe hobbyist winemakers. And I'm actually seeing people who are kind of hobbyist farmers. Like, they want a gentleman farm. They want to have the chickens, the goats.
Yeah.
And so foodies.
Okay.
I would say anybody can be.
Yeah.
Enjoy wine country, I think.
So most wine grapes are grown over in Eastern Washington, as you mentioned. So where do you find wine country in Western Washington?
Well, we know the obvious.
Mm-hmm.
That would be Woodinville.
Woodinville.
and that is...
A lot of wineries right there. A
lot of wineries. Yes. Over 100 now, which is amazing, quite frankly.
That's where we're going to be doing our wine tour.
Exactly. That's where else would you go in Western Washington?
Exactly.
As I say that, Woodinville started it, to some extent, in 1970s. St. Michelle opened.
Yeah.
And that is kind of the premier place to go to. And it is a very fun experience if you've not been to... Just go to St. Michelle, and they do fantastic visitor tours, and you can taste wine, and they'll give you the history. They are Eastern Washington. That's where they source their grapes.
Okay.
And most of their production happens over in Eastern Washington. Bainbridge Island actually has played a big role in Western Washington wine country, so to speak. There was a very, I'm going to call them eccentric and geeky individual who pursued the Puget Sound AVA, and he is no longer with us, but he was somebody who was a scientist and a climatologist and was very committed to having people understand the terroir and where grapes grow are unique to the soils and the environment, and also that other foods and things that grow in that environment are very compatible. So it's very much that European theory.
So AVA.
Yes. AVA stands for American Viticulture Area.
Okay.
And it is something that the federal government, people can submit to have an AVA approved.
Okay.
And this is a defined area that has boundaries and unique soils and a unique environment to where wine grapes grow.
Okay.
Kind of a sense of place. And unique to that particular region. So we in Washington have 14 of these AVAs.
Okay. So, yeah. Maureen, what's the current median price for homes in Woodinville wine country?
The median price currently is about $950.
Okay.
Yeah. And at a low, though, you can, the entry level, you can find something in 400.
Really?
So 425.
So how's the market in? I mean, are you seeing a lot of multiple and competitive?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So no difference.
So, and I'm the Woodinville wine country. I'm actually referring to one specific neighborhood that's kind of known to be in that, you know, coveted wine territory called Hollywood Hill. And it's just a little area made up of 1,400 homes.
Okay.
And so just in this little area, you can expand that search and you'll have different price points. So
okay.
It's,
but that would be
Woodinville's a large area.
That would be your recommended area.
Yeah, that's kind of
the wine country.
Wine country.
Got it. So
that's where all the action is.
Any wineries that you can recommend in Woodinville?
Yeah, there's some. Actually, my neighbors, I can highly recommend Hollywood Hill Vineyards. Is a very fun hobbyist kind of winery. So they're the only commercial winery where they're commercially growing grapes. And they are big fans of the Puget Sound AVA. So you'll get a good mix of Western grapes that grow in Western Washington.
Uh-huh.
They also source from Eastern Washington. So it's a fun place to go because you're seeing wine produced, grown and produced right there. And then their neighbor, Adam Bench. So this will bring you into that neighborhood of Hollywood Hill.
Okay.
These two wineries are there. The other one that I can highly recommend is JM Cellars. These are very kind of unique to Woodinville, off the beaten path of St. Michelle.
Uh-huh.
JM Cellars is a really fun little venue, beautiful piece of property. Production used to happen there. I think they're so big now, they've taken it off-site. But another fun, it used to be a home. And they've expanded it to be this winery.
Okay, nice. So you mentioned Bainbridge being another area for wine country. What's the median home price there, Maureen?
So the median home price is $790 or about $740, $750, somewhere in there.
Yep. So same competitive market that you're
extremely
seeing?
Extremely competitive. Yeah, yep. Same thing. Entry level there. Bigger territory. I've covered the whole island as far as that median price. And entry level there is about $155, $200.
Okay. So. What about recommended winery in Bainbridge?
Well, they really only have seven. So actually, they might have eight right now. But so I would recommend taking a weekend, take a little boat ride, and go to all of them.
Yeah.
But Bainbridge Island Vineyards is a really unique experience because it's kind of where it all started as far as the Puget Sound AVA. You're going to taste wines that are made with different grapes than you would get over in Woodinville, for example. And it's also kind of a fun experience because you're going to see the vineyard. So this is where grower production stuff happens.
Okay.
And so Perennial Vintners is another one.
Mm-hmm.
And then A Million Win Winery is one. They've won a lot of awards and a nice place to go to. So.
And, you know, this is just an example, Maureen, that especially when you're looking at real estate, because it is a lifestyle. You are purchasing a home in an area that you want to be in, and hopefully you can afford that home that you want to be in. But it's important to work with a realtor that understands that market and really share some of the passions that you do. So can you can speak the same language, it can really, you know, help and navigate through that process. Right. You know, so I think that's just really important. You don't see a lot of realtors that are really focused and target in certain clients that they work with. So I just think that's great. What else is happening in, you know, let's talk about financing a little bit. That's what I do.
Yes.
What financing are you recommending for your buyers that are buying in wine country?
Well, it's the same strategy that you will have to employ whether you're looking at a property in the city or out here at Bellevue, Kirkland. You know, having a really good, strong team.
Mm-hmm.
And a big part of that team is your lender.
Yep.
And so is
your host, Tina Mitchell.
I can guarantee you any listing I have, if I see Tina Mitchell as the lender, I will give a lot of preference to that and encourage my sellers to. Because that's part of our challenge as realtors is we work very hard, you know, to find those properties and get those deals done. And there's nothing worse than having a something happen in the financing.
Yes.
So, and employing that strategy where you have a very good team, you've got all your ducks in a row.
Yeah.
You're pre-approved, have a strong strategy with your lender to successfully close the transaction is what it's all about.
Yeah. And on that note, I will, you know, mention, I've mentioned it before in studio, but on the financing side, I've got two guarantees that I do that have really, really, I'm always my over two decades doing mortgages, looking at, you know, constantly adjusting to the way I'm doing business to accommodate to whatever the market that we're in. Yep. And this is a crazy market for buyers. And so how do you be more competitive and you know, to step up on the financing side, I would ask what type of guarantee that your lender has on that financing going through. And, you know, Jeff talked earlier about pre-approval. You know, you see these pre-approval letters come over and they're not pre-approved. You know, you've got these new Rocket Mortgage things that are coming out with some of the big lenders will adapt eventually as well, making it a lot easier for buyers to get financing, making the easier process for them, meaning they're just putting their documents in and doing their online loan application, but nobody's looking at that. So it's not going to get looked at until it goes and hits underwriting. Issues come up because there's always that disclosure that everything's getting re-verified and checked to make sure that it's accurate information. So I can see that being devastating. So just ask yourself if you had a $5,000 financing guarantee and it wasn't dependent on the buyer's financing in something they did, meaning losing their job, incurring new debt, credit score dropping, funds to close coming from an unacceptable source. If they do something to jeopardize their financing, and there's a $5,000 seller guarantee to that, it's powerful.
Yes.
So that's, you know, that's how I'm helping my buyers win out in that multiple offer scenario.
Yep.
What are you doing, Maureen, as well in helping your buyers navigate through the process and just communicating with them upfront in how to prepare for this market?
It's, you know, as challenging for the sellers, not to say when you have a very competitive market like this and even though you think buyers are falling over themselves to purchase a home or a listing, there's a lot of things that happen. So obviously the house preparation, what needs to take place there is very important. Mm-hmm. But in receiving the offers and reviewing offers, that's really the critical part. And that financing addendum, trust me, every listing agent knows who can close a transaction and who can't.
Yes.
We have enough experience with lenders to know who can get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So I do counsel sellers before we go on the market on all those critical pieces.
Yeah.
So that they're prepared.
And I'm glad that you brought that up because everybody thinks the challenges are with the buyers right now. There are challenges when you have all these offers and how do you choose? So really going through everything with the seller and what areas are important, what have higher risk that are going to cause issues. Because ultimately, like you said, you want that deal to close.
Yep.
So strategies that you're working with your seller, let's talk about price a little bit because I know that the biggest challenge for sellers and the biggest mistake that they can make is not pricing their home right.
And even in this great market, if it's not priced right, it will sit on the market. So a strategy I'm employing with luxury homes or higher-end homes, especially over $1 million, that may be unique, and let's say it qualifies as a lifestyle property, I'm actually having them appraise the property so that there's no question marks for them. And that's actually more for them. And that's helpful to once we get into the place of negotiating.
Yes.
They're very confident. They know the value of their home. We also know then that it can get financed, that we're not going to have any hiccups when it goes through an appraiser and an underwriter. And believe it or not, even in this market, especially with the higher end homes, I'm seeing appraisals. I had one that came in $15,000 low.
Yeah.
On a pre-appraised property.
Wow.
So it can still happen that you have an appraisal problem.
And I would imagine in wine country or these lifestyle homes that don't, the issue really can be comps because not a lot
They're
of properties
unique.
Are, yes. Yeah. So that's interesting because we've heard of pre-inspection, you know, where the seller is doing a pre-inspection on the home. And it's interesting being on the other side and interviewing agents because there is a different belief on whether pre-inspection you should or you should not, because I hear a lot of different things around that. But so this is kind of it's taking it a step up and doing a pre-appraisal. Love that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I do encourage them, especially with a luxury home. You might have extra outbuildings, and you know, you might have wells, you have different things, you have septic tanks. I tell them to get everything inspected prior to going onto the market and do a pre-inspection. As I'm one of those agents. Just, again, no surprises, mostly for the seller.
Yes. Yeah. And a few shows ago, I had an appraiser come in and talked with him, and it was really interesting and all the advice and how to really package and prepare for that appraiser to come. Because as an agent, you guys are doing all of that work anyways to prepare your seller on what to list it for and to prepare your buyer on what to pay. So why not come together and get that and bring it in for the appraiser? Because it was amazing conversation to hear how much that can make a difference. So Maureen, well, thank you so much for joining me in studio.
Always
and
fun.
Look forward to seeing you soon for a wine tour.
Excellent. Look forward to it.
And this is your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, signing off for the day. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, and I look forward to talking more money with you next Saturday right here at 1150 AM KKNW.